Hi, everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. I do believe that this is season 8, episode 34, if I'm not mistaken. And all of us are here today, and it's nice to see all your smiling faces. How are you?
Howdy.
Wonderful.
Oh, Stephanie, come on. You got to be as excited as I am to be here.
Well, you know, I'm flying up to see the fam tomorrow, so I'm, you know, I'm on edge.
Yeah, you're edging.
Not in the good way.
Kind of edging, yeah.
Not in the good way.
Thor,
your foot is like right in the door at the mental hospital. You're just edging your way in. But yeah.
I've edged at a mental hospital before. What else are you going to do?
It adds another level.
Yeah.
You're gonna get up on the plane and tell them that somebody's not there?
Are you going to hook up with a chunky lady?
No. Not this time.
She did look like Jackie from 227. I do have to.
Not Jackie. If she looked like Jack A, that would have been fine. I said Rose.
Oh, I don't remember Rose. Rose the old lady?
No, Rose was like the friend upstairs. Like she was just real, you know. It's not like she was
more of an amen guy. If you're talking about sitcom starring people from the Jeffersons after the Jeffersons, I got to go with amen. Because you still have George Jefferson, but he's a preacher.
You're talking
not Florence,
like you're just
living
in black sitcoms. Is that
no? I'm talking about sitcoms after the sitcom ends. And the Jeffersons was more than just a black sitcom, Steph. You know, it's really showing.
I thought you were saying like you didn't watch 227 because you just watched Amen.
No, I watched them both. But if you're going to pick one that's funnier, you have to go with Amen because it was George Jefferson, but he's a preacher.
Oh, Amen was definitely funnier.
Yeah, but you also had Florence. And by the way, the actress who...
Marla Maples
was great. Wasn't Donald Trump married to her?
It wasn't Marla Maples. Marla Gibbs,
that's right. I did not marry Marla Gibbs in spite of my desire to do so. I mean, she was the best maiden on the East Side. I mean, she kept them clean. Marla Maples. Marla Gibbs, though, very funny, and she was good. What wasn't she in? Wasn't she in El Camino?
No, was she in Burr?
She's the old lady in the vacuum shop before Aaron Paul comes in, and I do believe it's in El Camino.
Yes, you're right.
So anyway, we're not going to talk anymore about 227 or Amen, even though they were both good shows, and I was confused as to who Stephanie was talking about. Because I had a thing for Jackie back in the day, by the way. I want you to know.
She was hot.
She was hot and she was sassy.
Sandra. Yeah. Ooh, Mary.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, as we slowly back away from this topic, I don't even remember why we brought it up.
Steph's going to the D.
Yeah, Steph's going to the D.
If people listen to the Patreon, they'd know that I disagreed with Raylan's love interest. That it was ridiculous, and that she looked like Rose from 227.
Yeah.
Okay, that's anyway.
And anybody else would have been fine.
Anybody else?
Aesthetic that Raylan had.
Anybody else?
His ex-wife did. Wasn't that his wife, or was it Roy Crowder? Was it Crowder's ex-wife that he was banging? Right.
Yeah, it was Crowder's ex-wife. Yeah. But then Raylan's the chick he hooked up with. They had the baby with the ugly baby.
You hate his children.
I hate his children.
Imagine you hate any offspring of Timothy Oliphant. Let's just be honest.
Is that the only one, though? Is just
no,
that one?
There's another one.
What's the other one? Is it a boy?
No, it's a girl, but she's not an actress. I think she's a tennis player.
I saw on the Rich Eisen show that Raylan, that Timothy Oliphant and everybody on location hated the little kid in Deadwood. Because his parents or something were super annoying. And so David Milch's solution was, well, let's kill him.
To get killed on the bike?
Yeah, and a gun son.
Okay.
So his parents and handlers were so annoying that David Milch was like, oh, let's kill him.
Let's have him run over in the promenade.
Yeah, on a bike. All right. Hey, would you like to listen to our Patreon show where we talk about, well, we just finished the Justified one. And then starting next week, it's going to be called Patrons Pick. So if you're a Patreon member, you get to pick what we talk about. And of course, we will pick from your picks. And it's all explained in the Patreon show. And the best way to find out about that is to go to patreon.com/TimAndrews and sign up to be a Patreon member. And of course, at any level, you have access to our Patreon-only show. Now, we also have a level called the producer level, which is $25. And when you spend $25 to become a Radio Labyrinth producer, you get a sticker, you get a t-shirt that we will send to you, and you can get a printout or a doodle custom-made for you. So that's fun, right? And then you get your name, you know, and all that stuff. And we would appreciate that very, very much. We have a brand new Patreon this week, and his name is Tony Outlaw. I don't know if that's really his last name, but I like it. If it is, that's cool. That's a cool last name.
Yeah, I've seen him around the socials. I feel like I've seen that name for sure.
Wouldn't it be cool if you were a cop, but your last name was Outlaw, so your name is Officer Outlaw?
That's got to be. There has to be at least one.
Yeah, Officer Outlaw.
Or Officer Convict.
Yes, Officer Convict at your service. So anyway, thank you very much, Tony, for joining up. And, you know, always rate and review us. Let us know what you think. If you're following us and watching us on YouTube, subscribe, like, all those things. Turn on your alerts. Tell Dustin you think he did a good job, which he always
does. Read the other Patreons.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Our producers are Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. Thank you for reminding me, Jeff. As far as, let's see. Oh, yeah, I want to plug my, hey, if you know, you guys, I do sometimes around the holidays, I do those videos or voice greetings for people as gifts that they can give to other people doing different voices, usually Donald Trump for some reason. And now that I'm on Cameo, you can go to Cameo and type in at Tim Andrews here. And it's real easy. I already did one for Tim Allen. Thank you very much, Tim Allen, who hired me to do one for his nephew who had gotten arrested. And, well, I mean, public knowledge. I mean, he asked me to do it on Cameo. So if you're interested in a Cameo, the real quick, the real easy, it's only $30. They take $8. I get to keep the rest. And that's the way it works. Cameo. Go to Cameo. Use the app. Go to Cameo.com. And, you know, hire me to make a goofy video for you doing a voice or just my own voice. Whatever you want, I will do mostly. The podcast is on hiatus this week because there's a UGA game, and that's what happens during the UGA season. Some weeks I'll be on, some weeks I won't. Most weeks I'll be doing a podcast this week. I don't have a podcast. The most recent episode featured Neil Hondo Williamson, who has been a fixture in Atlanta radio since the late 80s, mid 80s, a very nice guy, great guy. He's on the broadcast team for the Georgia Bulldogs on WSB, and he worked with some greats, Larry Munson, Skip Carey, if you remember Skip Carey, from the Atlanta Braves, and of course, Larry Munson is legendary. Anyway, so we talk about a lot of that. It's a lot of fun, and that podcast is available now. On Halloween, or maybe a week or so before, on October 22nd, which is a Sunday, we are going to be at Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Around 1 or 2 o'clock, we will know definitely next week, and then we won't be confused about it anymore. We're going to have prizes. We're going to have fun. We're going to have desserts that we'll make and you'll make and bring. And then, of course, Mike Hall will be treating us to some delicious pizza and making it available.
And we'll pass the hat to around for Mike.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think your dessert should be scary.
Yeah, make your dessert scary, like mystery meat pie.
I'll figure out some way to incorporate some blood into my cookies that I'm bringing.
Oh, like they weren't going to have blood in them.
Better than what he usually puts in them.
Animal semen.
Yeah. Anyway, that'll be cool, right? Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun. And we're still working on what we're going to do. We're trying to get guests. And I think that hopefully if we can get them there, we'll have fun with them. And if not, we'll just have fun with each other. But since the glory hole is gone, not that kind of fun. Also, next week, coming up later in the month, actually, Radio Labyrinth presents interviews. We're going to be speaking with Henry Zabrowski and Chef Mike Lesage. They're doing an Atlanta Donner Party, right? At Matza, where I used to work. And I did reach out to the owner of the place and ask if I could get in for free, and he never wrote me back. I just know how that worked. That's okay, though, because we're going to interview them and talk all about it. Of course, Henry's been on the show before. Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell and Last Podcast on the Left. So that's that. And I think we're probably ready to proceed. When did Bob Barker die, Jeff?
August 26th.
Last Friday. The news broke last Friday, Bob Barker passing away. Was it the second time he died? Or was it the only time he died?
There was the only time he died.
Of course, we all know that. But if you go on TikTok, you're going to find all these people who say Bob Barker died. My husband and I could swear that he died 3 years ago or 4 years ago. Oh, no, he died during the pandemic. Remember, he died in 2020 and he got forgotten because of the pandemic. You know, Kenny Rogers died. Other people died that were famous. John Prine died. No time to remember Bob. I know Bob Barker died. You know what happened? I think that he happened. And this is proof. This is proof of the Mandela effect. And we have now shifted into a new timeline or another dimension. People, you're nuts. There's no such thing as the Mandela effect. Do you guys even know what the Mandela effect
is? Yeah, I know what it is.
Well, there's something as the Mandela effect. It's just, it's bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it like the butterfly effect?
No, because the butterfly effect is if you go back in time and step on a butterfly, you'll change everything. Is that what that is?
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah. The Mandela effect, according to whatis.com, is the Mandela effect is an observed phenomenon in which a large segment of the population misremembers a significant event or shares a memory of an event that did not actually occur.
They think Nelson Mandela died in prison.
In the 80s, yes.
Yeah, but he did not, and he got out and went on to become the president of South Africa, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then his wife got arrested for putting tires on people and lighting them on fire. That's just the way things go when you let your wife get involved in politics. Looking at you, Bill Clinton.
And then there's the
Berenstain Bears. There's a whole bunch of them. But really what it all boils down to is bullshit. Bob Barker did not die in 2017. He fell down and hit his head in 2017. And then, like some things do in our weird age, it went viral that he was dead and that he died. And then everybody had to come out and go, no, he didn't die. He didn't die. He didn't die. And there's a good article in the Sacramento Bee from that time explaining everything that happened. Some other examples. So we're all in agreement that Bob Barker has only died once. Right.
Yes.
If he could have made it a few more weeks, though, he would have got to 100 and then he would have got a whole nother spin.
Yeah. That joke about how he was the closest to 100 without going over was.
Yeah. Yeah. He wouldn't have needed another spin. He would have automatically gone to the showcase showdown. Maybe that's how what he had to do when he got into heaven. He was like him and then like Terry Funk and they're together. And they have to bid on where they want to live in heaven or what vacation they get to go to.
But whatever car they would get, it would always be like a Chevy Chevette.
Yeah. A new car.
And it's like, it's barely a car. A Ford Escort.
A Yugo.
Every once in a while, you get that really badass car. Every once in a while.
A Datsun Z28.
Yeah, or how about the person whenever they're doing the showdown and the first showcase is crap, which is they usually are, and they pass it to the person, and then the second showcase is even crappier.
Yeah. You're going to Dude Ranch. I don't want to go to a Dude Ranch. Right? You have to work on a Dude Ranch if you go on vacation at a Dude Ranch. You got to fucking milk cows, clean up horse shit. I want the bed.
How about when you live in a tenement? In Southwest Chicago, here's your new boat. The shit ad.
I think that in those old game shows, and maybe even today, you can take the cash equivalent. I never really read the rules at the end, but
I know that there's a drug rep at my office, as a matter of fact, who she was friends with a boy in high school who won a car on there, and he did get the car, but it took 3 months, and it came from California. And she said he drove it all over town. She's from like Valdosta. And he was the talk of Valdosta.
Price is right, caller. That's something. He's going up in the world. He's coming up in the world. Now, what did he do after he won the car and drove it around? Did he win anything else on any game show?
I don't believe so. I think that was just like it. I don't know if he ever did anything else with his life except for that.
No, he works at the front of the Quick Trip right off of 68 in Valdosta. He's assistant manager at the Quick Trip, and he's the one that helped everybody install the thing that you put on there, which you don't have to swipe your card or put your number in. You just tap on it.
He's still driving that 86 Renault Alliance.
It purrs like a kitten. That's what that thing does. It's perfect. It's got 758,000 miles on it. And
it looks like David Duchovny's Porsche from Californication.
Yes. So a couple more examples before we move on here about these stupid Mandela effect. By the way, if you watch one Mandela effect video in TikTok, every idiot is going to come into your feed.
Don't ruin your algorithm.
Oh, my algorithm's fucked. It's okay. I don't mind. It's mostly just old Saturday Night Live stuff, which I'm fine with, or people pickling, or people, you know, planting potatoes in hay. You don't need to bury them. Put them under the hay. They'll grow.
I pickle they.
Yeah, I pickle they.
My favorite Mandela effect example would be the Ed McMahon example. Now, you guys all know that Ed McMahon worked for a company that would send you mail all the time. What was the name of that company?
Publisher. Clearinghouse?
No, it wasn't Publisher Clearinghouse. It was like something like that. Magazine Clearance Depot or some shit.
It was like American.
That's what it was called.
But it was a different company. That was it. But everyone, because he, you know, you got those mailers with his face on it, and that company offered a giant check as well. Everyone assumed that it was a Publisher's Clearinghouse, but he was never affiliated with Publisher's Clearinghouse.
I'm going to Google it because I want to know what the hell it was called. American Family Publishers.
Yeah.
You could win from American Family right now. My grandmother.
Tim, I think we're going to win this time. I ordered 17 subscriptions.
Okay. You are correct, sir.
Some people think that Jif peanut butter used to be called Jiffy. It's never been called Jiffy.
Inflating Skippy and Jif.
Yes. Looney Tunes has always been spelled Looney, T-U-N-E-S, not T-O-O-N-S. The Berenstain Bears have never been the Bernstein Bears, and so on and so forth. It's not Sex and the City. It's Sex in the City. I mean, the show is Sex and the City, not Sex in the City. Febreze has never had 78 E's.
The Fruit of Loom.
Yeah.
That thing. Cornucopia.
But anyway, yeah. There you go. So it's not real. And I wish that it were, because,
it's real. We're just living in this timeline where it's not real.
That's true. That's the Mandela effect of the Mandela effect.
I hate this timeline.
Well, everybody hates this
timeline. I hate it.
Yeah.
Believe me, I hate it worse than you.
So Steph brought this one, I think. If you're a comedian, dude, don't run, because you're a comedian and you're pretty probably going to hurt yourself. And that's exactly what happened to Kevin Hart, who did a 40-yard dash against Stephen Ridley. And fell down and broke his ass, right?
Yeah, he's like got like a wheelchair and a walker.
Dude, you're a fucking comedian.
But he's very fit.
He's pretty ripped.
He's fit, but he's still a comedian. He probably works out in the gym. I bet you he doesn't run at all. You know what I mean? You can work out in the gym every day and have a great body, but if you're not doing cardio and you're not running and you're not working the body parts that you need to run, you're going to fall down. It'll be like me trying to race Tom Brady.
But if you saw that Instagram post where he said, you know, everybody's been calling him and razzing him.
Yeah.
And he was just like, when was the last time you tried to just bust out into a sprint? I mean, he goes, I haven't tried to sprint and I don't even know how long.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to. You're a comedian. Don't sprint. Jerry Lewis didn't sprint. Do you think Eddie Murphy sprinted?
But I think it's a fad right now.
It is. All these celebrities want you to know how hot and ripped they are. Like, what's his name? Thor. What's his name? Which one of the...
Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth.
There's 8 million Hemsworths. There's Skarsgårds, you know.
It's like, but he sprints.
He does, and he works out, and he has a nice body. Was he the one that was married to Miley Cyrus, or was that his brother?
That's his brother.
All right.
No, he's married to, I forget how her name's, Petrensky something or other. She's older than him, but she's she's like a goddess. She's beautiful.
Well, you got that Thor hammer between his legs.
Mind jaw.
I think they're pretty crazy about each other, though, too. But, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Kevin was really trying to do what Chris was doing, and it's just not going to happen.
Right. Well, don't do it. Don't do it. Come on. You can, I guess, actors. I don't know. I guess they have nothing else to do because of the strike. It's the, how many months now has it been? Two?
Yeah, I'd say so.
In a while. So it's the actors, or it's the writer strike, and then SAG.
Three months.
Yeah, so SAG is still on strike, and, you know, you got to get on, and you can't talk about the shit you were on, which I think is stupid. I think you shouldn't talk about stuff you have coming up or promote anything that's current, but, I mean, shit, if you were on the original Battlestar Galactica, like if Dirk Benedict were to come to your town, and you couldn't talk about that or the A-Team, what are you going to talk to Dirk Benedict about, other than he looks old? You look old, man.
He won't even talk about anymore.
Yeah. I can't talk about Why not? Because we're on strike. But you haven't been in anything in like 15 years, 20 years. That's okay, man. I'm still in SAG. That's how I get my pills. Because they have good insurance. Would be nice to have that insurance.
Was it going to retro effect? If they do pass something, is the reason why they're not talking about it is because, let's say everything goes the way the actors want it to go, are these actors that made all these shows that are now on streaming going to be making money that they weren't making before?
All I know is the people that already make money are going to make money. Huh?
Studios. They've always been lying about how much money they make, though. Kevin Smith has a whole thing about how he never got any money for Clerks 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He didn't get any money for Clerks 2? That was huge.
Yeah, I know. The studio made a shit ton of money on it, but they claim that it lost money.
Well,
they do that with all movies. They say they spend like the budget of the movie on promoting the movie.
Yeah, Weinstein's a piece of shit. Listen, don't spend all your Sopranos money, okay? If you made a lot of money in the Sopranos and, you know, you're in your late 20s, and then you're just do some bit things because you wasted your time marrying a country singer who could never outshine his father, Waylon Jennings, Shooter Jennings. Who's going to remember Shooter Jennings? Everybody remembers Waylon, right? Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
Called in a train.
I know it's an Elvis song, but he sang it also.
Yeah, but out of every song that you could have did, that one.
Just a good old boy.
About okay. Ramblin' Man, for fuck's sake.
Never meaning no harm. All right, Ramblin' Man. There's a million songs that he did other than the cover of an Elvis song. And I stand corrected on that.
I don't think Hank would have done it this way.
That's a good
jam.
I spend my life in Van Buren, dreaming my young life away.
Or the conversation. Let's talk about your daddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think your daddy sucked, Hank, and you got a fucking weird face because you went skiing once.
On your face.
Yes.
On the side of a mountain.
Drea Di Matteo, Adriana Laserva from The Sopranos, Christopher's girlfriend, got whacked because she was dumb and got caught in the FBI and all that. And then she tried to get Chrissy to turn and flip. And spoiler alert, Syl whacked her in the woods and left her there. Anyway, Drea Di Matteo, she was on Mayans and Sons of Anarchy, but she has announced on Instagram that she has an OnlyFans, and she has an OnlyFans page. Now, I have not signed up for it. It's $15 per month, and I don't know if she's doing any nudity. She's 50 years old, and if I were to sign up, I don't know that I would. If I went to OnlyFans to try to get an account, I don't think I would subscribe to her, even though she still looks good.
Did you see the ad that she put out for it?
Yes.
Where she's laying in the woods?
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
Yes.
She's definitely appealing to a certain segment of the population.
Uh-huh. You fucking twat.
The Cosbys out there.
The Cosbys?
You know, but like the deads.
Oh.
Give her a break. Her husband was killed.
I didn't.
50 or not, she still has a body like.
Hell yeah.
It don't make any sense. She must never have had any. She didn't have any kids. There's no way she had kids.
There's no way she had kids, boy. I mean, look at that. You think your cat would eat you if you died at home? Oh, I'll get it. I'm going to work on it for the next 5 years, and then I'll get it. And then I'll die.
Well, he won't even be popular then, so no one will care.
Yeah, we got new tour dates.
That was pretty close. There you go.
I'm going to be in Arkansas on the 15th. Arkansas.
why they call it that, I don't know. We got new merch. We got Pete shorts. Pete shorts. He does. He sells shorts.
Yeah, I know.
So best of luck to her. I saw a whole bunch of parodies. Edie Totoro did one.
I'd join John Turturro's OnlyFans.
Yeah, I would too. Mm. He'd just stare at you. You want to see me?
He's a man. We wrestle.
So fuck with the Jesus. Well,
you said it, Bendejo. Don't fuck with the Jesus. Anyway, go home and make my dinner, Aid. Put your clothes back on. Or not. I don't care. Got to make money. Some celebrities are in trouble, by the way. And we'll get to Martha Stewart in a second. A couple of old people are not allowed to have opinions anymore. Just so you know that. If you're an old celebrity and you're listening to the show, and there aren't any, but if there might be one, tell your friends. If you're celebrity adjacent, tell your friends. Old people's opinions don't matter. If you're Alice Cooper, if you're Santana, Carlos Santana, nobody cares. Well, a lot of people probably care because you know more people who are alive know you than people who don't know you because you're Alice Cooper. And you get on an interview or whatever he was being interviewed or talking about something or whatever. And he says that transgenderism is a fad and doing things to children is wrong. That's his opinion. I mean, I'm just summarizing it. And he lost his really lucrative account with vampire makeup or cosmetics, vampire cosmetics. So he's done. And no one's ever going to play his song. No, of course, they're going to keep playing his songs. And people are still going to go see him in concert. He's Alice Cooper. He puts on a great show. He's a lot of fun. So, but anyway, he got admonished. I don't know that he's apologized yet. Carlos Santana, he said he agrees with his good friend. Who is he talking about? Dave Chappelle. Don't talk about my friend, Dave Chappelle. Yeah, I hate trans people. No, he didn't say that. He said essentially the same thing, but all these old boomer guys say things that get them in trouble. During the pandemic, you had Van Morrison saying, you know, I'm not wearing a mask and I don't know about this vaccine. He was shit, you know, get out, Van Morrison. No one likes you anymore. And then Eric Clapton, who got vaccinated and it fucked up his hand and he was unable to play. He said something about it and he got, you know, hey, get out of here, Eric Clapton. Stop it. Nobody cares. You're not allowed. You can't go on. You can't do it anymore. So you'll get pulled
off. You can, you just got to not give a shit about losing endorsements.
Right. And they're wealthy people that this happens to. Wealthy people get in trouble for doing naughty things and they can handle it. But if, you know, your bus driver goes on Facebook and says, I ain't taking the fucking vaccine, and then he gets fired, what's he going to do? He's going to go on welfare and get snapped. That's what's going to happen. So you just can't emulate those people. You can't go, I'm going to be like Van Morrison and record a song with Eric Clapton that's not very good and put it on tunes. Never mind.
Don't you reach a certain age, though, where you can say whatever the hell you want? Doesn't matter.
Not if you're Jimmy Breslin.
No.
No, is it Jimmy Breslin? No, it was. This is the first time I remember somebody being canceled for something they said. It wasn't
Jimmy the Greek.
Jimmy the Greek. Yeah. We said a very horrific thing that we're not going to repeat. About why African Americans were good at sports. It was very stereotypical racist thing to say, and he was fired and justifiably so. But then you had Howard Cosell's the next person I remember getting canceled for saying something. And he said something that he had said about other people as well who were white. He said the exact same thing. He said it numerous times, but he got fired or got in trouble or whatever. But these days, when you get in trouble, it just goes everywhere. But you're right. You know, if you have the money and you're that age, who cares? Say whatever you want. You know, Neil Young, he said a whole bunch of crazy stuff and nobody got mad at him. And he allegedly took all of his songs off of Spotify because he thought Joe Rogan was eating horse paste out of a tube.
It's just always such an overcorrection, though. Like,
yes.
It's just such a, I heard about the DJs that got in trouble whenever, you remember when all the little kids in Atlanta were getting murdered?
Yeah.
And there was a couple of DJs that played Another One Bites the Dust.
In Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they deserve to be fired.
And they got fired.
Then they recorded somebody in the bathroom and then that was it.
No, they weren't here yet. Did that really?
Yeah, that happened in the 80s or the late 70s, whenever that happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They deserved to be fired.
Yes, they did. And that's horrible. Right. Exactly. But then it's like, you shouldn't take that, which was horrible, and then put that on other things that are not even close to that, not even
in the same ballpark
yeah. at all.
There's no barometer. It's just a switch.
Right.
On or off.
Yeah. Now, yeah, there's no thought put into anything anymore. So, well, it's because corporations own everything. And corporations don't want people complaining about anything, so they don't want to hear it. And I guarantee you, all the top executives of all the top corporations in the country don't give a shit who you fuck, what you do to your genitals, and when. All they want is your money. That's all they care about is money. And they have people working for them that also care about money. But if they have to hear about it from a bunch of people, they don't want to hear about it. So. Anyway, that's why we don't, go with all of our crazy beliefs. I mean, Jeff's the most right-wing person I've ever met in my life. He's traditional. He's so right-wing, he's almost Amish.
We call him old neocon.
Old neocon Jeff, yes. And he can build a barn in 10 minutes. Oh, my fucking God. Why don't you build barns anymore, Jeff? Did you give that up?
Yeah. All the liberals stealing our jobs.
Yeah.
I love seeing him out on the weekend, and he has his whole little Mennonite get-up on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, churning butter over on Ponce. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Jeff was almost in the middle of a shooting.
Yeah. Every month. Not real shooting, but...
Yeah, I know. But you text... I get a text from Jeff on... When was that? Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you texted Jeff, goes, "See what's going on at Arbor Place Mall? We just got evacuated." I'm like, "What? Fuck." And then I immediately go to Twitter, because that's where breaking news usually breaks. And I typed in Arbor Place Mall, and I can't read you any of the comments.
I know, you can't.
They weren't written by white people. They shooting up blank at Arbor Place. That's every tweet. But anyway, what happened?
Yeah, so we're in the middle of the movie, and then all these kids start running out the emergency exit. And then a few of them come back in, and then more people... They like call for people that are in the theater, and then those people go down to the emergency exit in the front of the theater, and then like the whole theater started panicking and running towards the emergency exit. And then a cop came in. He's like, "Don't go out the emergency exit. Exit calmly through the doors in the hallway. Do not go to the lobby."
Mm-hmm.
So everybody just went out straight out the doors, and then out the mall entrance that's right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's cops everywhere. And it turns out that it was just a fake news. The two kids were fighting and a sign got knocked over. And then people thought like that was gunshots.
Well, they've had gunshots at that mall before.
They have. Last year on the same day, the National Cinema Day, I guess.
It's a National Gunshot Day at Arbor Place.
Is it when they had that humongous fight?
Yeah.
20 kids fighting?
Yep. Yeah.
Dude. Time to stay home and watch movies on demand.
Yeah.
Was the movie any good?
Yeah, it's great so far, but I want to see the rest.
What was it?
Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle. Why did the Blue Beetle help?
Yeah. Blue Beetle.
You were on TV, or did you just get
it? No, I just got interviewed by Fox 5.
And they put it on their web story?
Yeah, on their news story.
Jeff on Fox 5. My wife's producer's name is partially the same as her sister's. And so when I went to text, I texted her sister and said, "My friend was at Arbor Place Mall and they're shooting. There's an active shooter there." And she wrote back, "Okay, what do you want me to do?" "Oh, shit. Yeah, you're not the right person."
She's like, "I'm at the bar.
Yeah.
Bother me."
No, she wasn't. "I'm at home walking the dog." It's odd. Her sister doesn't have an accent.
No, but the worst part of the whole thing was just before we went out of the theater, there was like a family, like a dad with all his kids, and they were acting as if the whole thing was very real, and it was to them, and it was to everybody, because we didn't know at the time that it was fake. But the dad was like, he had like 5 kids, and he was like, "You all stay behind me. It's like, nobody moves. Don't move unless I move." And he goes, "And if I move, you move with me." And I just heard him like trying to take care of his family. And it kind of made it real.
That's an awesome dad right there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'd be like, "Gilbert, get with me. and get behind your mommy.
No, I would not do that. That was a joke.
No, but there were people like in the lobby of the movie theater. You could hear screaming and stuff out there.
Yeah, no doubt, man. This day and age,
don't go to the lobby.
Oh, you hear something like that this day and age, I would be shitting my pants.
Would you really? I often feel like I would just sit there and be like, finally.
Guess this is it, finally.
That's kind of how I was. I was like, at least I go out on the day Doug Kinney died.
That's what I'm saying. That's it. Yeah. When they came in with the gun, I'd be like, am I supposed to be afraid? Fucking do this shit, man. Let's rock.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
God, why is it always superhero movies, too? Well, I guess nothing really happened, but...
That was every movie. They closed the theater for the rest of the day after that.
Martha Stewart is in trouble because she made a drink and the ice came from, I don't know, some endangered iceberg someplace. Now, why would you get mad at somebody for doing that? Because you wanted the iceberg to float south and melt? Or perhaps sink an ocean liner and cause James Cameron to make another movie that's excessively long?
Did she go and break the ice off the iceberg herself?
She did. She took a kayak and went up to the North Atlantic and cut it off, and then she pissed on it.
Wouldn't iceberg ice be salty anyway?
No, not be.
It's fresh water.
Stupid. No, I'm just kidding. You're not stupid. Of course not. But what I'm saying is, no, it's ice. The reason it takes so long to melt, I believe. But yeah, so anyway... She did top it off with a meal, though. She had panda bacon bombs, rhino steaks, and dolphin stew.
Oh, she didn't have that. She didn't have that bird.
Yeah, the dodo bird.
Where you have to put the napkin over your head to eat it because of the shame.
What is that?
What's that bird dish that they ate on Billions, Jeff?
Foie gras?
No, not foie gras.
Oh yeah.
No, but foie gras. I will say that the mayor of New York City is in a battle with the governor of New York because he's trying to ban foie gras, and this bitch wants him to have it.
We have some of the best foie gras in Buffalo. People like to put it in their garbage plates, and they have foie gras flavored chicken wings, all dolls.
If people want to put a pipe down a goose's throat and force feed it crackers, it's their choice.
But no, I forget what it's called, but it's some French dish.
Yeah, it's called pâté foie gras.
It's a little bird, and you eat the whole bird. You just put the whole bird in your mouth, and you eat it. And uh-huh. It's an endangered bird, and you have to put the napkin over your head when you eat it because of the shame.
Oh well, I don't care about that. I don't care about them banning it. Ban it. I mean, if the bird.
I put the napkin over my head whenever I eat a Wendy's chicken sandwich just because the shame.
Yeah.
An Ortolan bunting.
Yeah, I don't even know what that shit is. Ban it. I'm not interested. Ban that shit. You weirdo Kathy Hochul. Is that her name? Kathy Hochul?
The governor of New York?
Yeah, I'm from Buffalo.
Yeah. Anyway.
You have to see the pictures of this shit. It's horrible.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Of that bird?
Get the video. I'll watch it.
It's no shit. It's a little bird in a cup. I mean, it's a little cup, and it looks like it just stripped its feathers off and dropped it in a deep fryer.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I'd like it.
Well, it's only for the rich that can afford it because it's unbelievably expensive because it is banned. And, you know, if you go to a restaurant that might have it, it'd be like in a back room somewhere. You'd have to say a password or some shit.
Hi, guys.
No.
What? What's the matter with you, Steph?
I don't want that.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
I want Shelby. I don't want
you
him.
You want my sweet, sweet, sweet nose.
I never picked on anybody in school, but if you had a lisp, I treated you like shit. I just hate lisps. I hate them. I hate them.
Why? Because it could be corrected with very, very expensive speech path, speech therapist.
No, it's just, I don't know what it, I mean, I think even Cedric the Entertainer one time, like when he was talking about Fantasia, he's talking about people whose tongues are too big for their mouths, when they have problems with THs. It's upsetting to some of us.
What about the lady who thinks, I try to say goodbye and I choke?
There you go. Hate it.
And I stumble.
Hate it.
What's her name?
I'm Mason
Cruz.
I'm sorry, Jeff.
Hey, Molly, show us your whisker biscuit. That's from a movie. If you know what that movie is, you'll get a prize.
I mean, you've got 4,000 voices. 4,000 of them that you could do.
But you just want me to do the Shelby Foot Troll voice. I decided my name is Trollby Foot.
Trollby Foot, yes, fine, yes.
I'm a historian, and I like to talk about pop culture. And let me take a look. You know what I'm going to do next week, but it'll probably be too late. I was going to put a red beard on and get Tim's son's ukulele. And I was going to sing a few bars of the great new Southern ballad called Rich Folks North of Richmond. Of course, Rich Folks North of Richmond by then was, of course, the Yankees. Now living in Washington, D.C. and New York City. And they was financing the war of aggression against the Southern Confederate states. And then they thought that was something that tickled them. But the story I saw recently was very historical related. Was a young student at a high school or a middle school someplace. See, he had a bunch of patches on the back of his backpack, and one of the patches was the Gadsden flag. And if you're not familiar with what the Gadsden flag is, it's the yellow flag with the snake on it. It says, "Do not tread on me," or "Don't tread on me." It comes from the unity of the 13 states who had to form 13 colonies, rather, who had to form a union to take on the British despots, King George. They didn't want to be tread upon. Well, the one thing I took away from this video is, first of all, the girl who posted it, Ashley St. Clair. She's a right-wing grifter who makes money off of Twitter. She makes a lot of money from guys who like looking at her. She's pretty. She's got blonde hair. She used to have blonde hair, but she is pretty, slim. A lot of them fat conservative guys like to look at these female conservative influencers and masturbate, like Tommy Lahren. I have to admit, I have masturbated to Tommy Lahren, especially in the Trump socks. Or other ones like Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has the best ass I've ever seen. Now, you laugh at all you want. If you put her face in a pillow, you wouldn't even notice. I give it my green bean. That's why I call my nose the green bean.
Well, the kid, though, the story, they sent him home because they said that patch was racist, right?
Well, I'm getting to it, but I'm thinking about Ashley St. Clair right now, the right-wing grifter with the beautiful body and the blonde hair.
Kellyanne Conway?
Kellyanne Conway, if I had enough drinks, I probably would buy her. Because she's got that weird simper face, and her hair's always disheveled. Yeah, I don't care about the fucking flag. I just want to talk about Ashley St. Clair. There are nudes of her that came out in the 2010s. Sometime, and if you search real hard on Google, you might be able to find them. And then you won't have to give all your money on Twitter or X or whatever they call it now. But the Gadsden flag was on this, I guess, stupid kid's backpack, along with a bunch of other trolly things from 4chan. If you look real close, he had the based, which is what right-wingers use. Anyway, it doesn't matter. One thing I will say is that the teacher, who, in spite of being ignorant of history, is also somebody that I would bang. So I just wanted everybody to know that. What? You think a historian doesn't have needs?
No, I definitely think you have needs.
I have needs. Dearest Martha, I have needs. That is why, while we are out here eating cornbread filled with boll weevils and salt pork that tastes like rotten feet, we have one little boy here. Well, he's not little. He's 40, but he's small. We shaved him. We stuffed him full of hardtack. We get him drunk on liquor. We all
we put the napkin over our heads and we all go to town.
That's right. And we eat squirrels. And then, as we are about to arrive to our conclusion of our sexual appetite, we give the middle finger to that tall bastard Abe Lincoln. All right, get out of here.
Don't tread on Troll.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Tim here from Radio Labyrinth. I'm going to read an ad, and I hope you enjoy it.
I'd like to say thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Euro, our longtime sponsor, and thank you to Mike Hall and everyone at the restaurant. Summer is in full swing, and we have some local craft beers for you to enjoy. Terrapin Brewing's Watermelon Gosa is a tasty, refreshing sour ale that's a thirst-quenching delight served ice-cold on draft. Sounds good, doesn't it? They've also added another tasty local brew, Creature Comfort's Classic City Lager. Sounds tasty. That is also now available on draft. They also have Landshark Lager to round out their updated summer beer selection, and I expect we'll be getting a new slew of beers just in time for fall.
Pumpkin Spice City one.
Atlanta Pizza in Euro serves up the best freshly made Greek and Italian specialties around in an authentic retro dive pizza place with a come-as-you-are family-friendly atmosphere. Now, come-as-you-are and family-friendly are the key things to figure out here, because come-as-you-are means one thing, family-friendly means another, but you put them together, they work perfectly. Dine-in and takeout available, limited delivery also available through Slice, DoorDash, Grubhub, and Uber Eats. If you're a business or corporate client who's looking to book a food truck for your next private event or catered luncheon, please contact Mike Hall at Atlanta Pizza in Euro by calling 770-483-6228. Okay? I don't even know where I'm looking here. Open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday, 11 to 9, Saturdays, 12 to 9, and closed on Sunday. Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Yeah, last week was Ahsoka. You were so not invited to bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, and Archer.
Archer, I want to watch. How was Ahsoka?
That's good. I only watched the first two. I forgot to watch the third one, which they're coming out on Tuesdays now.
Oh, okay. Dustin and Steph, did you watch them?
I watched the first one, and I didn't hate it.
Really? Well, that gives me hope. If you didn't hate it, I might like it.
I didn't hate it.
Rosario Dawson's cool.
Yeah.
She is cool. I love Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it woke? Is it girl power Star Wars? Or is it just a Star Wars story that we don't know?
No, but it's a bunch of stuff that I don't know about because I never watched the Rebels cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're searching for this.
General Thrawn?
Ezra Bridgers or something.
Yeah. Yeah, the law. He disappeared at the same time Thrawn did.
Oh, Ezra's the kid that had the power of the Force, right? That was with the Rebels.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's somebody that's maybe a clone of Luke Skywalker. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Mm. More retconning.
Well, this is all Dave Filoni?
Having no knowledge of it, I still enjoyed it.
Yeah, and he's a huge nerd who, you know, grew up with Star Wars and was then given the cartoon to make his own. And he created Ahsoka, the character, you know, from scratch. So, I mean, it's his all through and through. So it's from a fan's point of view. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to rail against it when he's not trying to make it woke. It just happens to be that a lot of characters that were in the cartoon were female and all the males got killed, you know, through the war. So these are the only ones that are left, and he's got to build the cast back up. And that's what he's doing slowly.
Nice. Well, I didn't know all that about him in the backstory, but if, like I said, if all three of you agree on liking it, then I'll probably like it.
Yeah, I definitely did not feel like it was some super, you know, girl, man. I didn't feel like that at all.
She wore these wonderful miniskirts, Luke, so we told her there were no panties in space.
That's the best AI one. What else?
So this week, One Piece starts on Netflix.
Okay. What's that about?
Based on the anime. It's a pirates. It looks pretty good. There's already been like a thousand adaptations of it in like anime and manga and stuff.
Okay.
this is Netflix's take on it. It looks pretty good. I'm gonna use it.
I'm probably just gonna say snooze.
Maybe.
I'll give it a views.
Yeah.
Is it a series? So I'll give.
Yeah.
The first one.
If I have to watch something, I'm gonna watch Ahsoka. It's hard. Yeah. It's really difficult for me to. I'm not even being facetious here. It's difficult for me to even be lazy and binge what shit I've already seen, just because there's so much, you know, work. And then when I go home, you know, I put Gil to bed and then I don't feel like watching TV. But I will give Ahsoka a chance for sure, because I want to talk about it. And Disenchantment's final season
starts this week.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that. I've watched every season so far. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's funny.
Futurama people and Simpsons.
Yes.
And then Wheel of Time season 2. Did anybody finish season 1?
No.
I didn't finish it, no. I got like 3 in.
Yeah. I watched the whole season. I liked it. I'm going to watch season 2. Season 1 was not great, but it was okay. I think they didn't have the kind of budget that they needed to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. It's kind of weird coming from Amazon, but I think at that time Amazon was throwing all their money at Marvel, Smith and Maisel and stuff like that.
Well, preparing for Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully season 2 will be a little better. Season one wasn't unwatchable. I liked it. Yeah, mine's just that Strike Force 5, that new podcast came out today. It's all the late night hosts. Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, and John Oliver.
But they're sworn enemies.
I know, but they're all teaming up to do a...
They're all out of work.
They're doing this podcast, and they're, all the money they're making off it is going to their staffs who are out of work right now.
Well, that's good. They can pay them that money. They don't have to dip into their pocket. Yeah. And Spotify is known for just giving money away.
To
this and that, but at least they're giving their money. I will never listen to this, because out of all of them, I only like the only one I like is Fallon, but I like that they're doing it for their employees, so that's kind of cool.
Anyway, and it's a fun show.
Steph, what's your stat pick?
It's a show on Netflix called Tex-Mex Motors, and it's these guys, because to turn a profit on getting a classic car in this country is very hard now. So they drive down to Mexico and they get the cars there cheaper. Okay. And then they bring them back and then they restore them and then they sell them. You know, it's like any one of those shows. I think it's cool the way they go to Mexico and how they could almost die every single time.
I like that though.
Yeah, it's a fun show, but it's called...
Go ahead.
No, but it's a fun show, but there's only one season of it. And it came out in June, I think, on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And they do some really cool restorations. But yeah, they have like one Mexican guy that goes with them down to Juarez to find these cars. And you just never know if they're going to end up with their heads cut off hanging from a bridge. But
sweet. That would be an extra element to that show.
Yeah.
Get used to next year. There's going to be nothing but reality shows. Dustin, what's yours?
It comes out next Wednesday on Netflix. It's called Scouts Honor, The Secret Files of the Boy Scouts of America. It's like a documentary on... You know, blowing the lid off of all the child bad stuff.
Speaking of blowing.
Yeah. Any possibility?
Come on. But yeah, it was, being a Cub Scout myself, not that anything, you know, torrid ever happened, but that I'll, you know, ever tell anybody about. But
yeah.
Oof. There's a 5-minute scene of Jack sleeping naked with his head on a rock.
Oh, yeah. Rocks make good pillow. Yeah, you can boil water in a paper bag.
The guy that we used to go camping with, he was like he wasn't even a scoutmaster. He would just go to all of our campouts. What was his deal? Do you remember?
No, I don't know. I thought he was an assistant scoutmaster.
No.
Oh, sure.
No such thing.
Sure, yeah.
He was a cool dude. I was lucky enough to have crooked teeth, zits, and be fat and ugly. So I wasn't, you know, no one approached me. Okay, my staff pick. Todd Barry, Domestic Short Here, is a new comedy special that he just put out on the All Things Comedy channel on YouTube. It's very funny. I will say that he is the first comedian that I've seen do that I like do COVID material that isn't anti-lockdown or anti-mask. It's very funny and it's very sarcastic. And he doesn't like go after people or call people names or you're dumb, blah, blah, blah. It's just a real funny observational humor in the style of Todd Barry. So if you like him, this is a very funny special. So I highly recommend it. I like Todd Barry stand up, and this doesn't disappoint if you're into Todd Barry. I even tweeted on or X'd him. I said something about it being, it's so good you won't even notice it's not on Netflix, which he liked. So that made me happy.
Cool.
All right. Steph, what's going on? It says here you're going for a walk.
Oh, the JDRF walk. I just wanted to say thank you to Tim Slayton and Matt Carter, who have both donated to my JDRF walk that we're doing in November. So I really appreciate that. So kind of you guys, and you know, can always thank them. And as far as Barkville, Caffeine and Octane this Sunday, come on out. I won't be there. I will be in Mackinac Island.
Yeah, fancy.
Everybody wish Steph a happy birthday.
Yeah. Mm. Happy early birthday, Steph.
Yeah, happy birthday, Steph.
Thanks. Yes.
Well, we won't see you on your birthday.
I know. Yeah. I'm really hoping nobody even mentions it.
You'll be hooking up with that judge on your birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
You'll be hooking up with that judge in the D.
Oh, yeah.
Giving Sherman Hemsley a bath.
Oh, in this scenario, I'm Oliphant.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thanks, guys.
And I think the listeners should, too.
What if it was Uncle Jerome? Would you give him a bath?
Fuck yeah, she would.
He's bathable. He's got a bathable. That back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's bathable.
All right, guys. Thank you. Fun show. We'll talk to you again next week. But until that time, please remember to
eat a fan.